Unit 5, pages 187 to 188. Reading 2, Exercise C. Beatlemania, Part 1. Beatlemania is the name of a Broadway show in New York. The show first appeared on stage in the late 1970s and is still going on. Four actors, who look like Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, sing the Beatles songs and take people back in time to the 60s. The term Beatlemania was used in the 1960s to describe the thousands of screaming fans that would gather to see the Beatles. Back then, no one guessed that the British band would become the most popular and best-selling band in the world. The four young men from Liverpool influenced music, fashion, and even politics in the 1960s. In 1963, their single Please Please Me became a huge success in England. For a year, they toured the UK, and wherever they went, hotels, restaurants, performances, the Beatles were surrounded by thousands of hysterical fans, mainly young women. It was the start of Beatlemania. In early 1964, the Beatles first appeared in America, and Beatlemania spread. The song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, instantly climbed to the top of the U.S. music charts and sold 1.5 million copies of the single in less than 3 weeks. Part 2. The Beatles supported change, and thousands of fans around the world listened. Large groups of young people marched for peace and felt encouraged by songs like Revolution and All You Need Is Love. The young band, with their innocent style and simple message, captured the heart of a world which was tired of war. America still had compulsory army service, and every day, hundreds of young Americans were forced to go and fight in the Vietnam War. In addition, Russia and America were involved in a Cold War, which meant there was no communication between the two countries. Russians weren't allowed to leave their country. Young people all over the world were tired of the negative atmosphere. In contrast, the Beatles were positive about everything, and thousands of young people were influenced by their hopeful optimism. Part 3. For 10 years, the Beatles were the main attraction wherever they went. Then the 60s came to an end, and so did the Beatles. In April 1970, McCartney shocked the world when he made an announcement that the Beatles were breaking up. The youth of the 60s were now older, and despite all their efforts, very little had changed. America was still fighting a war in Vietnam, Russia and America were still not communicating, and Russian citizens were still prisoners in their own country. Maybe the Beatles were tired of trying, or maybe they were just tired. No one will ever really know. They split up, and fans waited in the hope that they would reunite again one day. Although the group never played together again, their music lives on. Over 50 years have passed, and their music still sounds fresh and modern. The British band, with their original style, continues to have an important effect on music and on youth up to the present day. The Beatles will always rock, and Beatlemania is here to stay.